You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the way that people are now starting to think about the role of robots in the post-coronavirus world, or at least in the world where we start to return to work after the worst moments of this crisis have passed. So when the coronavirus crisis hit, one of the things that was clear was that there isn't a lot of automation in the world right now. If it were very easy to replace humans in factories, we wouldn't have had to shut all the factories down. We could have just added robots. But of course, humans are better than robots at all kinds of things. We're much better at manual dexterity. We're much better at operating in unfamiliar environments. We're much better at learning. Robots are much better at picking up objects in structured environments where they are in the same place doing the same thing all the time. But now, countries and companies are starting to go back to work. People are thinking about how the factories of the future will operate. And so my colleague Will Knight has a really interesting story about some of the ways those thoughts are changing. Right? If you have an assembly line, and traditionally you've had humans just a few feet apart, well, you can't do that now, and you won't be able to do that until there's a vaccine. You're going to need to have humans spaced out. But what if you need a certain number of steps on the assembly line? Well, maybe you need to reconfigure the assembly line so there's a robot in between two humans. We're starting to see hospitals where robots are delivering medicine, or perhaps delivering medicine while also sanitizing. So you can see a world in which humans return to work. We all go back to our offices, but we're joined in those offices by a new fleet of robots who aren't exactly replacing human jobs, but they're making it possible for humans to come back and create the links that make those factories or those processes work. So maybe the next time I do one of these videos, there'll be a robot setting up the camera. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.